with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only we must nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change entitled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on January 18, 2009.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
My question was if the Martians know about you.
They know. We telepathically communicated a few times.
And how did they find out about you?
How? They can't even watch your television, honey. They know a lot of things that we don't know. They don't even need to come here to know. See, they have telepathy. They have spiritual elevation. They have wisdom. Yes, they can travel without vehicles. They travel in spirit, yeah? They know everywhere, at least the surrounding planetary systems.
So they also know that you are here on Earth and they know your mission?
Yes, they do know, and they have very much, respect. And they really respect us.
Also, would they have a message for us, especially that they know what's happening with us at the moment?
They do know, yes. And they cannot help us, you know, because they know what happened to them before. They could even travel back to the past, you see? Many of them could travel back to the past lives, like 40 million years ago, to know what happened to their planet. Not just reading the history of their ancestors. But they can travel back to the past lives, and they know everything. So they know what's happening to our planet, almost like what happened to them. And of course they cannot help. They know they cannot help. But of course they have a message. There were two messages. The first one is from the Council of the People, and there are only two words from them. Be virtuous. And the second message is from the chairman of the people. He says, save your home before it's too late. Save your home before it's too late. That's what they said.
Thank you. Also, can the Martians achieve Buddhahood in one lifetime?
Some of them can. Yes, some of them can. Just like everywhere else, they have to work hard for it. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. I'm running out of information. I crossed them all out already. I hope you don't ask any more questions. Then I have to go and look into the thing again. Okay. Wait a minute. I check out. They also would prefer that we don't come, yeah? Better we don't come to search them out, because we will kill them by our infection, which they do not have immune system against. Yes. I hope human will never find them. I also hesitated to give out all these informations before. I asked them and they say it's okay because it might be very helpful to our planet. They're very kind, aren't they? Very kind. They think, I mean, the human will not be able to find where they live. In any case, that's what they said. Okay.
Hi, Master. There are many books mentioning about humans living underground in our Earth. Can you please elaborate on that, Master?
Did I talk about that before, right?
Yes.
So, is there something else you want to know? Just ask me a specific question, maybe?
It's not Martians.
No, it's not. It's humans, it's just like us. Yes, there are about 5 million of them and scattered in all over the earth, under the ground, in different countries. Yes, they are very advanced in technology. Therefore, they can live underground without any problem. They are vegetarian, very spiritually oriented, and very gentle people. They're very, very gentle people. Thank God, because they are more advanced than us and very strong, you know, healthy and strong race of people. But they're very, very gentle and benevolent. They have a free lifestyle, you know? No limit to their life there. There's no laws, you know, barring them, anything. They're very free. Almost like Mars people. They have no intention to contact us at all. So don't worry. Don't worry. And don't hope. Huh? They do come sometimes, but we never know. They come as an normal person like us. And, you know, if they need something, some raw material to build some of their technological necessity, yes, they do come sometimes. But you never know. Because they look like us anyway. They will wear the same thing. They blend in. You never know when they come. You never know when they go. You will never find where they live. They have such a high tech that they can hide their entrance that nobody can find it. Nobody can detect it because they want to be safe from the above ground human. And the underground human afraid of the above ground human. Can you believe that? They like to be by themselves because they know what we are here. They prefer to be in peace, you know, and in spiritual environment and lifestyle is not much like us here, you know. They like to live more in accordance with the law of the universe, yeah? Loving, peace, and coordination between each other, helping each other. They like to live within that framework of harmony and peace and spiritual atmosphere and endeavor. They don't like to contact us. They don't like our lifestyle.
Oh, thank you, Master.
I didn't know there are some books about that. Why don't you just read books? Why you ask me? Huh? Are there some books about that?
Yes, Master.
I did not know they exist. It's very interesting to read books, about underground people.
Hello, Master.
Is there any connection between the underground humans and the Mars people?
No connection. They are different people, you know, like Earth people who has been there a long time ago. They came there in the beginning due to spiritual oppression, you know, because they were not freely practicing what they believe. They also practice Guanyin method. And they were oppressed and driven, you know, and persecuted. So they had to hide themselves underground. And ever since then, they developed themselves into nations, communities, and they are self-sufficient, happy, contented, and their life are simple and frugal. So they don't want to come back up here, you know, ever since long time. Many, many generations already.
I understand. Oh, thank you. If our Earth continues in its present course, will humans be able to also go underground and have a similar system like the people on Mars?
We can. It would be better if people already are prepared for that, you know, but only if we are good. Yes, because if we are bad, we will carry badness everywhere we go. And then there might be not a disaster up here on the surface, but there will be a disaster underground again, you know, due to the same system, the same self-destructive way of life, you know, then we will be just killing each other, killing the animals, killing the environment. Then soon we also destroy the underground system. And we'll have to end up with the same trouble, even worse. Yes? If we create goodness, yes, then it will follow us everywhere. So I just ask the planet people to create goodness right now. So we still can live here in the free air and we still preserve the environment or whatever that's left over. And that not continue further deterioration. And the planet will recover quickly because we have not reached the point that Mars have reached before the mass extinction. You see, it happened so fast in the last 2 months that they have no time to prepare nothing. They never believe it's going to happen because it's too fast. They know something may be going wrong, but they do not listen to the wise people, to the spiritual people who can see the future and who can know the cause and the effect of actions and reactions, okay? Even then, they thought they have a lot of time, but they didn't. In the past 5 years, they have been warned, but they did not listen. They did not change. And then the last 2 months, it's happened just so fast, nobody even has time to even think. 90% of the beings on Mars die just like that. Within 2 months, about 90% of the beings on the Mars has been destroyed. And then 5%, some more months later, another 3.8% more. And then only 0.2% survived because they went underground and live in caves and, you know, live next to the water underground, which has not been polluted. And they move into the less polluted area. Somehow they were lucky. I guess where they live, because of their spiritual merit and the good karma, that the atmosphere has been less polluted. That's how they have the time to even go into the ground. Understand me? And move whatever left over into the ground and live the life under there for some time. See what I mean? They move their food and seeds and grains and the animals, machinery, technology, whatever they can move. Because they live in the less polluted area. Less doesn't mean not. But they have time to recover. And once they move into the healthy ground under there, they recover health-wise and they continue. Underground system is not a bad idea. Just it's better we take refuge in goodness right now and in virtues and in loving consideration and kindness to all beings. Then it lasts longer. And let's face it, the life underground is not all that comfortable. Maybe if you don't practice well spiritually, you will feel suffocated. You will feel very depressed. You know, pressure in the beginning, because you know around you is all earth and close in. And you can't just go up to the surface to look at the scenery that you're used to anymore, to watch, you know, the birds flying, to see the rabbit hopping in your garden, to see the turtle, to see the trees, to see the flowers. All the things that you have been used to will be gone. And you know, you are surrounded by walls and thickness of earth, you know. Many miles under the ground, under the surface of the ground. Just to think about it, you will feel suffocated. So it takes a long time to get used to it. It takes some spiritual strength to be able to truly live underground also. You know what I mean? Some people don't like closure. And you can't dig the ground as high as the sky that we have here. They make it look like sky down there, but you know, it's a limit. Yes? It's only 10 meters. From the ground to the sky, that made of earth, because they cannot dig further than that. They don't have cement there. It's all mud and all that. If they dig more than that, it'd be collapsed. Yeah? It will be dangerous. So that's all you have. 10 meters between the ground and above your head. 3 stories building, that's the highest you can have. There's no skyscraper like New York. Nothing like that there. You will be missing everything in the beginning. It will be terrible. It's not fun to live underground, I'm telling you. It just, you know, when you're forced to do it, then maybe you'll be able to do it. It's just for survival. The whole planet cannot go underground. Too many. We have like 6 or more billion people. We cannot dig all that underground. Besides, there will not be enough water or air for 6 billion people underground. You have to recycle everything. Absolutely everything. Water you have to recycle again and again. The air you have to recycle again and again. Technologically, you have to develop much, much more advanced than now in order to be able to survive underground even, yeah? And we are not there yet. I'm so sorry to say. Even if we are there, it would have been good, but we are not prepared yet to live underground even if we want to. It's not like we want to live underground and we can do it. No. You need to build things, yeah? You need to have technology that is suitable for that environment. You have to know how to survive. You have to find underground water first, where it is, nearby, because there will not be a lot of transportation and petrol down there or nothing like that for you to continue to survive the way you do now. That's why I ask the people, please, please wake up, wake up. It's so easy to just be vegetarian, be vegan. So easy just to leave the animals and other beings alone. So easy just to live in peace. Very easy. Everyone can do it. Every individual just choose peace and there will be peace on earth. There's no need to discuss a lot or sign treaties and arguments or anything. Just be vegetarian, be peace with each other. That's all there is. Very simple. And don't wait until we have to dig the ground to live. Maybe we won't survive to do that. And even if we survive to do that, I don't know if we have enough technology to survive afterward.
Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome. You know, I know I'm talking to my own knees, yeah? On my own elbows, yeah? All these years. And perhaps I'm still talking to my own niece right now. But I just still hope that people will listen. Who knows, yeah? I still have this positive hope that people will change. Maybe in this couple of years, they will change. If the government okay with it, people will change and fast. And we will preserve the planet and our way of life. Just throw away the piece of meat. It's not difficult, is it? Huh? Throw away meat and have everything else. Instead of lose everything else, just for one piece of meat.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Pre-eclampsia. Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile. Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. an estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I would like to ask, to help the planet out, will we eventually all have to be an organic farmer, like planting and growing vegetables in our backyard? Is this the most sustainable method?
Yes, it is. It is the most sustainable method. And I think everybody should try to do that, even in your own backyard or in your balcony, whenever you can. Yes? And the one who has garden, of course, do it in the garden. Yes. And the one who has a garden but don't want to cultivate can lend it to somebody else and share the food. Yeah, because we have to learn to be self-sufficient from now on already. You never know what is going to happen to the planet truly, because the people's heart is difficult to predict. If they change to a compassionate lifestyle, then the planet will survive for sure. And we will have better than what we have now in time. But if they don't change, then I cannot tell you what happened. Even if the planet survives, it's also a good idea to grow your own food. It's more wholesome, yeah? It has your energy, yes, and it will be very good for you. And you can control what you eat and what kind of food that you have, you know, wholesome or not, you see, organic or not. And also, it's very economy, and it's nice to watch your food growing by your own labor. It will be like living according to the Bible, you know? Earn your food by the sweat of your brow, yeah? It will be very nice. And at least for some of us, that will be very helpful. You know, it's a very good idea. And you will know what kind of cultivation you have. You can control, you know? It will be less violent, even less bad karma, you know, less killing worms and things like that.
Although we are practicing the vegan diet already, Master also mentioned in several cooking shows, Gift of Love, about karmaless eating. Can Master give us a few examples?
That's my preferred food, okay? For example, you can eat anything that is from the trees without harming the trees, yeah? For example, all the fruits you can eat, yeah? Fruit doesn't mean only sweet like orange, apple, but fruit also mean like cucumber, okay? Lady fingers, zucchini, squash, those things, also fruit, yes. That go from the tree and you can take it without harming the tree, without even taking the leaves from the tree. And fruit that is organic, of course, nah? Organic fruits, yeah, it would be the best. And if you want to eat any plants or any herbs, you know, in this trend, you know, you wait until they fall off the trees or wither, and then you can take them and use them. Then there's no bad karma and no harm to the trees. And you can have nuts, you see, all kind of nuts from the trees, yes. And there are also all the things that you can eat, of course. Yeah, if you want to ask me anything specific, then I can tell you.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for Part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's intriguing discussion titled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.